Knock, knock. Oh, it's open. I just wanted to make sure you're getting settled down here in the basement. My parents are already asleep, and I know my brother isn't much of a host. He means well, but he just isn't that thoughtful. Well, you probably know, you're his roommate. So, did you find everything you need? This sofa pulls out, and there are some linens there in the laundry room back by the stairs. Bathroom's kind of small, but you have your own shower. The spare towels are also in the laundry room. Pretty cozy, right? Especially for an old farmhouse. Plus, you have the best access to the beer fridge in the garage. I'm always telling my folks that we should rent it out for an Airbnb, but they're pretty old-fashioned, and who'd want to come stay at a farmhouse in the middle of nowhere? Honestly, I'm kind of confused as to why you're here. You can't tell me that you went to college dreaming of breaks spent in the Midwest with your roommate's parents. This is a long way from Florida and the girls gone wild scene. So, let me guess. I bet my brother sold this place, as you know, like things get really wild up here on the lakes, right? No, he didn't lie. He just exaggerated a bit. First, that's really only for a couple months in the late summer when it gets hot. Second, the crowd probably isn't really what you're looking for. It's not really a lot of college kids unless you count like small town community college kids who are never going to live more than 20 minutes from home. And they're still pretty much in the minority. It's mostly a bunch of people my parents' age looking to cut loose and try to relive their lost youth. So, congrats. If your goal was to ogle some like Midwestern MILF with a tramp stamp, then you're definitely in luck. I'll even bring you down to Augie's down the street. I think it's Dart League tomorrow. Maybe one of them will even give you a sad little hand job. That'd be hot. Yeah, you bet. Oh, you're not here looking to hook up yet? Yeah. No, I'm not sure I believe that one. A college guy on break, you're definitely looking to get your dick wet. What's that expression on your face? You're surprised by the way I talk? I think someone's been watching too many movies. Maybe you think I'm an innocent little farmer's daughter in awe of the college boy. I went to college too, don't you know? And I went to spring break every year. And not in the Midwest. I had a good time on spring break, a very good time. And then the pandemic happened, and I had to move back here. Yes, I miss it. College boys just have so much more to offer than these small town Friday Night Light football failures. I did especially like the shy ones, those gamer boys that seemed a little intimidated by women. So eager to please and so grateful for a little attention, and I get that. You seem a bit shy of yourself. I bet you're a gamer, aren't you? Ah, perfect. Just my type. Oh, jeez, look at you blush. Am I making you uncomfortable? Don't tell me. Did my father give you this speech? Oh, you know which one. The old, you can stay at our house, but I better not catch you with my daughter's speech. He did, didn't he? For Pete's sake, he's always doing that. What a cliche. He's been watching too many movies. Well, don't worry. I'm a grown woman and I can make my own decisions, and I don't need my daddy to protect me. Besides, he rarely even shoots that old shotgun of his. Ain't even supposed to have it, probably. I doubt he could hit anything with it. Although, I guess with a shotgun, you don't really have to be that accurate. But hey, don't worry. My parents are sound asleep. They don't hear a thing. They've had a few old fashions, so we can have a little fun. Yeah, no, I disagree. I don't think I should leave. I felt your eyes on me at dinner. You've been checking me out, and it does have me feeling a little worked up. You wanna know a secret? I didn't really come down here to help you find the linens. Look at you blushing. So cute. If I had a nickel for every time I've made a shy boy blush. I do enjoy it. Awkward is sexy, don't you know? Oh, you don't think my brother would like us fooling around? Do you really think I give a fuck about how my brother feels about what I do? Look, we both know you want this. You've been undressing me with your eyes all evening. Not that I can blame you. I know my ass looks spectacular in these little denim cutoffs. And the way this crop top hugs these titties, I bet it's a lot for a college boy to handle. Well, for Pete's sake, would you stop protesting? You're starting to tick me off. Do you really not find me sexy? Maybe I'm too old for you, or maybe you only like college girls. Should have gone to Daytona. Oh, or maybe I'm too young. Maybe you really did come up here hoping to meet one of those Midwestern MILFs out on the lake. Maybe you're just a pathetic little mama's boy. Oh, so you do find me attractive. Okay. Yeah, well, you didn't have to say it out loud. I know I'm attractive. I've got this hourglass figure, these big titties, this curvy ass, these strong thighs that can squeeze your face. Years of barrel racing, you know. Homegrown. But it is sweet that you acknowledge that. I do like male attention. I like female attention, too, for that matter. I just love when someone is turned on by me. So tell me, good boy, are you getting turned on by me? Oh, you're not. Okay. I can see that bulge. Don't you realize that? You're getting excited right now, and I haven't even started undressing. Oh, you think I should leave? Look at you standing up and pushing me towards the door. I didn't think you had it in you. Yeah. Mm-mm. No. I think I'm going to stay, and I think you want me to stay. Let me squeeze right past you, and I'm going to take a seat here on the sofa and get nice and comfy in this basement of my house while I take off my top. Stop. Just hold your horses a minute. Stop telling me to leave. Just enjoy the show. You don't have to do a thing. Just watch me unbutton my little crop top. Don't you like it? Is the red checkered pattern too much? A little too on the nose for a farmer's daughter? I like to think it's a little innocent. My dad hates it, but I think it's still pretty sexy. Although it's not as sexy as the red lacy whore bra I'm wearing underneath it. That's what my mom calls red lingerie, but she really has no idea. She thinks I'm just a stupid, silly, innocent girl who likes to wear red. She didn't know my secrets. She didn't know I'm a naughty little slut. Oh, you liked hearing that, didn't you? I haven't even got my top up and your hand is on your cock. I bet you didn't even think about it. It was just instinct. So here we are, you naughty boy. You want to get it out? Yeah, I'd love to see it. Oh, you bet. I love to watch. Yeah, I'm a dirty girl. Come on. Oh, you're not sure? What if I start opening these buttons? Does my cleavage excite you? You're a very naughty boy. You like watching me undress. Knowing my parents and my brother are upstairs asleep and we could get caught at any moment, and that would fuck up your friendship with my brother, wouldn't it? But you don't care, do you, naughty boy? Come on, take it out for me. Take that cock out, you dirty boy. Show me how hard it is. Oh, you do have a beautiful cock. Not quite hard enough, though, is it? I know you can do better. Just need a little more stimulation. Do you like my lacy red whore bra? Can barely contain these big titties. Maybe I should take it off. Ooh, you're getting harder now, just from me mentioning it. Look at that dick grow. Knee-high by the 4th of July, am I right? That is a nice, hard dick. You betcha. You're a naughty boy getting so hard. Do you want to see my titties? Well, then you're going to have to ask. Ask to see my titties like a good boy. Louder. Say please. I don't give a fuck who might hear. Say it louder. Yes, that's a good boy. I like it when you say please. Sounds almost like begging. And I like hearing you beg like a needy boy. Here's your reward. A blue ribbon prize just for you. Oh, and look at that cock. It's throbbing. So what are you waiting for? Stroke it for me, naughty boy. Show me how you stroke it. Come on. Stroke that beautiful dick while I watch. Oh, fuck. Tug that cock. Come on. Oh, not so fast. Yes, that's it. That's a good boy. You're getting me very excited. I can feel my little red whore panties getting soaked. I just need to unzip my shorts a bit. And touch them. Ah, oh, fuck, they are drenched. I smell delicious. Do you like how my pussy smells, naughty boy? You like my scent? As sweet as Door County cherries. Ah, oh, do you like watching me rub myself while you play with your beautiful cock? Oh, check it harder, naughty boy. Come on. Tug that dick. Pull that cock for me. Get aggressive. My clit is so sensitive. It feels so good to rub it through my whore panties while you watch. Oh, fuck. Oh. I think you should come for me, dirty boy. Come on, don't get shy. Come for me. Look at me. Oh, fuck, it feels so good touching myself for you. Oh, fuck, my pussy is so fucking wet. Oh, I'm so turned on watching you. Oh, fuck, come for me. Come on, tug that dick. You can do it, dirty boy. Come for me. Look at these big titties. Come on, watch them bounce while I rub my glit. My sexy tits, imagine how your cock would feel between them. Oh, fuck, this is so hot. Come on, come on. Oh, fuck. Oh, we could get cut at any moment. Oh, it's so dirty. You're being such a good boy. Come on. Come for me. I'm gonna count you down, okay? Oh, fuck. Oh, 10, 9, 8, 7. Oh, 6. Oh, fuck. Come on, my tits. Dirty boy, I want your cream all over my titties. 5, 4. Fuck, come on, do it for me, baby. 3, 2. Oh, come on, 1. Come on, come for me. Oh, he is such a good boy. Come on. Oh, fuck, look at you. Fuck. Oh, so much come for me. Oh, fuck. Look at you, you good boy. Oh, you cover my titties in your cream. Oh, let me taste. Delicious. Better than State Fair cream puffs. Fuck. I better get going. I wish I could stay. I'm gonna have to sneak back to my room and get cleaned up. Might take a shower. Might get myself off again while thinking about you. Maybe you can join me one day this week if you want to be bold. And if Tammy with the tramp stamp doesn't get to you first, maybe I'll come down and join you. That was fun. You're a very good boy. I'll be sure to drop by again tomorrow. In case you forget where the linens are. Fuck, please don't tell my brother about this. Okay, bye.